Blog Talk Radio.
But my name is Bill Apgar. I'm an independent journalist and a 100% permanent total disabled veteran.
Thank you for your service, Bill.
Thank you.
What branch of service?
I was in the Navy. Served a year and 3 months. Got out on an honorable discharge, due to military sexual trauma. But I was given a personality disorder. My question is, all those veterans that missed out on VA benefits for years that were given a personality disorder now are given PTSD. Are you, as the new secretary, going to help them get fully compensated for being wrongly misdiagnosed?
You may have read the Department of Defense announcement that those files would be looked at again. I'm meeting Monday with Secretary Hagel, and we're going to start going through that and working with the Department of Defense. We have a very good relationship, and we're going to be working hard to do that.
Representative Miller and everybody it's a bill that's been sitting there in the subcommittee for well over a year, and that's H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act. I was wondering if you're aware of that and if you can touch on that.
Either one of you. We're approaching the end of the 113th Congress at this time. We will have a couple of more hearings. It's not scheduled for a hearing this Congress. However, I'm aware of the issue as well, and I see activity happening from within DOD and within the Department of Veterans Affairs to correct what to many was a wrong, and it will take some time in order to do it.
Thank you. With PTSD, why are some veterans labeled as mental? Like, for instance, the military sexual trauma disabled veteran, he's now labeled as mental. You know, the sexual traumatized victims of Penn State, the sexual traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental. But disabled veterans are.
Let me tell you what we've learned about mental health. We're on the cutting edge of mental health. The research that we do is cutting edge. I was in San Francisco at the medical school last week, talked to Dr. Stephen Hauser, doing some fundamental research to show the similarities between the mental health that comes from military blasts, collisions, the things firefighters and police go through, the things that NHL participants go through, NFL participants. We're making huge advances here, and that's very important. Separately, we as a society have to get rid of the stigma that mental health is somehow something that is a figment of imagination. It's not. It's real. And what we've learned is that when we get people into mental health clinics, we don't want to have a sign out front that says mental health in neon lights, but rather we want to bring them in through primary care. So we're learning a lot about it, but we need more mental health professionals, and that's why I'm going to medical schools to try to recruit and hire more mental health professionals. Can I go to someone else, please?
Yes, please.
Hi, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good.
You hung up on me.
I was just saying that, you know, our connection is our producer, Billy, who once helped get you into a straitjacket at your act. You had it half right. If you'd gotten him into a straitjacket, the world would have been a better place for you and me.
That's it.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strength that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation interacts with his unique body chemistry.
To do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crying in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Essentially traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have?
They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans.
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist, and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. I got a warrant for murder out of it.
A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature didn't commit. So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead. until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
PTSD!
That stands for liberty. Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. And you won't just see scenery. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting. And fighting for something better than just jungle law. Fighting so he can stand on his own 2 feet, free and decent, like he was created. No matter what his race, color, or creed. There's no place out there for graft, or greed, or lies, or compromise with human liberty. You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You ain't nothing but a... Hey!
With those blue suede shoes.
My name is Bill Apgar, the host of Disabled Veteran Radio and 100% permanent total disabled veteran here in sunny Florida with PTSD. That's why we play that Incredible Hulk theme. We're going to discuss my recent argument that was sent to me by the Board of sent to me by the United States Court of Appeals. That's where my current argument is at. It is two steps away from the Supreme Court. My argument, which I've been bitching and complaining for many of years, disabled veterans like myself need to be fully compensated who were misdiagnosed on the date of discharge with a personality disorder, which made me and other disabled veterans, thousands of other disabled veterans, miss out on VA benefits for years, when the correct diagnosis should have been PTSD. That is what my current VA psychiatrist, Dr. Morales, that's what she states. A 2008 report from the Government Office of Accountability states that. There's some argument, there's some language that is being utilized at the Supreme Court now, which is similar to my case about a guy, Mr. Dew, who was fired by Archibald Cox. He used to work under President Kennedy. Archibald Cox got him fired because he was gay when he was at this one job. And then later on in life, he got married and had a kid. So then that's when Archibald Cox decided to fire him. So Mr. Dew took Archibald Cox all the way to Supreme Court, and he won, and he got retroactive pay. I'm not saying that I'm gay or nothing. That story is being utilized right now in this for marriage. Here I am over here screaming and yelling. I mean, when I got that letter from Robert A. McDonald the other day, I just went nuts. So I'm glad you're here. We're also going to talk about the man who landed the, he landed this gyrocopter on the U.S. Capitol. And his name is Doug Hughes. He's 61 years old, out of Riverview, Florida. That's where he lives. And the fellow who did the story on him, Ben Montgomery, he works for the Tampa Bay Times. He interviewed me 1 year back in 2007. So this is a live show, 646-716-8912. I was trying to do some comedy, and then my phone hung up. Anyways, I must have hit the wrong button. You know, Hillary Clinton, she's back in town. She's running for president. Senator Rand Paul's running for president. Marco Rubio's running for president. So hopefully, oh, there I am. I hear myself there now. I was going to do something different, you know. I was going to say, hey, you know, since Hillary Clinton's back in the game, let's call up Brother Bill Clinton and see if he's available to talk. Brother Bill Clinton, are you there?
Hello, Bill. I'm glad that you're listening. I'm glad that your listeners are tuned in to your show. You're probably Tom Hanks talking to a volleyball right now, so I feel your pain. I know this VA secretary, Robert A. McDonald, he claims that you were drunk when you had a grease gun stuck up your ass on the USS Abraham Lincoln CVN 72 in November of 1989. He states you were drunk. I know, Bill, that's a lie. It is a lie. And also your buddy Ben Montgomery, he's in some hot water right now with he was privy to this guy, Mr. Hughes, who's going to land the gyrocopter. I like how I say that, gyro, you know, makes me want to move, makes me want to groove, because it's gyro, gyrocopter on Capitol Hill. I'm just a bill. I'm only here on Capitol Hill, and now my wife's off to the White House where she'll be president. I'll be able to flirt again. Hello, is anybody out there listening? 646-716-8912. This here is your brother, Bill Clinton, president of the free world, asking you to help Bill Apgar out. He needs $5,000 by March the 1st, 2015. That's Bill Apgar. A is in apple, P is in Paul, G is in grapefruit, A is in apple, R as in radio. That is Bill Apgar.
.com. BillApgar.com. A is in apple, B is in Paul, G is in grapefruit, A is in apple, R is in radio. BillApgar.com. Please help me raise $5,000 by May the 1st. I need to find a place to live. Seriously, I have to find a place to live as soon as possible. This would also help me purchase airtime on the radio station that I haven't been doing my radio program, but I've been putting it on. I put it on hiatus here because I need to find a place to live. I want to move down to Bradenton area. I'm up here in Spring Hill, need to move down there, so that takes money. Also, you know, been struggling around trying to keep things paid, but got myself behind on a couple car payments. That sucks. But we're here. I don't know if I'm going to do an hour. I thought I would do an hour. You know, I thought it was kind of cool that I seen that story about this guy, Mr. Hughes, 61 years old, Doug Hughes from Riverview, Florida. He took 535 letters each to each representative on Capitol Hill. His main objective was to talk about what did I write here? Now I forget what I even wrote. His main objective was to gyrocopter packed of 535 letters addressed to the U.S. Capitol to draw attention to campaign finance reform. What an idiot. Anyway, that's the story that I wanted to tell. And I'm kind of tired. My voice hurts. I will tell you this, that Robert A. McDonald stated in his argument to the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, the reason that I had a grease gun stuck at my ass is because I was drunk. You believe that? That's what Robert A. McDonald of the Veterans Administration said in their language, their argument, to rebuttal my argument, which is trying to get retroactive pay back to the time of discharge of January 1990 because I was given a personality disorder when it should have been PTSD. And they're trying to blame it on me. Their argument is trying to blame they say initiation. It wasn't initiation. It was a goddamn crime of sodomizing rape of me on the USS Abraham Lincoln. I was first crew, so how in the hell could I be God and the Veterans Administration, you stupid son of a bitches? Pisses me off, man. So please help me spread the word about how Robert A. McDonald and the Veterans Administration is still effing gosh damn disabled veterans every day. My website is BillApgar.com. BillApgar.com is where Disabled Veteran Radio is. Please help me keep it going. I'm not staying on here long. I thought I was going to do an hour. So please, help me. I need $5,000 by May the 1st. Can you help? This here is Bill Apgar saying all the best. May God bless. BillApgar.com. If you can help out a disabled veteran like myself today and listen to some of my radio programs archived in my Blog Talk radio player, find out about my story. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb foot beds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches. I'm going to step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.